Time for a look at what's going on this week in the Hocking Hills. And joining us with the Hocking Hills Tourism Association, James Martin. And welcome, my friend. The weather is kind of breaking. Going to be a beautiful weekend in the Hocking Hills.
Oh, yes, I can't wait. Yes, and, you know, as you know, this is my favorite time of year because we know what's going to come up. And we've had a couple of chilly mornings, but, for the most part, it's been getting nice, hasn't it?
Kind of still going back and forth a little bit. Now, coming up today, actually, an activity for you to check out here in just a couple hours, under a couple hours, actually, 10 a.m. Whispering Cave Hike.
That's right. Yeah, you'll be joining ODNR for a moderate one-mile trip, which is to Whispering Cave from the Hocking Hills Lodge. And you'll be learning about the second largest recessed cave in the park and listening to the whispers that give the cave its name. So you'll head over to the Hocking Hills Lodge Hikers Pavilion, which is to the right of the front door of the lodge, and be prepared for weather and rugged steps. Get there for 10 a.m.
Yeah, and if the whispers start talking to you, that's not a good thing. They shouldn't be talking to you and telling you anything.
No, I would hope not.
Well, Thursday, April 25th, it's the Cedar Falls hike. Where else but at Cedar Falls?
That's right. And, of course, that's on State Route 374 in Logan. And this, again, is a 10 a.m. event kicking off tomorrow. And you'll be joining them for the one-mile round trip to Cedar Falls, which is the heaviest flowing waterfall in the park. And will the water be rushing or will it be a trickle? Well, we actually had some rain yesterday.
Yeah.
So join them to find out. And you'll be going to Trailhead H at the Cedar Falls parking lot. And, again, be prepared for weather and steps.
I bet you're going to have some waterfall action. We were there fairly recently, and it was flowing pretty good. So
yeah, I would say so. I mean, we had a real deluge of rain, and I'll be very surprised if it's not running.
Friday, April 26th, one of my favorite places, boy, Conkle's Hollow Gorge Hike.
That's right, and you'll be heading over to Big Pine Road in Rockbridge. This is at 10 a.m. as well, and it's the one-mile round trip through the gorge at nearby Conkle's Hollow State Nature Preserve. You'll be meeting them at the parking lot there, and it's a paved trail with steps at the far end. Pets are not allowed on this hike as it is a nature preserve.
Yeah, that's right. We've learned that because we like to take our pets places, and they're not allowed inside those nature preserves. Now, this, again, is the gorge hike, not the rim, but you could probably, if you wanted to, on your own, do the rim trail after this, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think if you're feeling up to it, you can certainly do that. You just won't have ODNR to keep you company.
Yeah. ExploreHockingHills.com, the website, and also happening Friday, Arbor Day celebration.
That's right, yeah, this is going on from 3 till 5 p.m., and it's going to be at Worthington Park, which is right in the middle of Main Street in Logan, and you'll be helping the City of Logan Tree Commission and Mayor Fraunfelter celebrate Arbor Day. They'll be hosting activity stations, and they have a tree planting and information available, and you can also buy six-year-old great white oak seedlings, which will be available for purchase, and these are the great white oak that comes from the cemetery and is very famous. And if you want some more information, you can contact Danny or Rebecca at the Hocking Soil and Water Conservation District, and their number is 740-385-3016.
And what would the weekend be this time of year without a little stargazing at John Glenn Astronomy Park going on Friday and Saturday?
That's right, and it's all down to clear Friday and Saturday night, so do keep an eye on their Facebook page, or you can go onto their website, which is jgap.info, and if it is a clear night, then the program goes on, and they do remind everybody that they don't have a restriction on the amount of people that are there, but they do have a restriction on the cars. So go to jgap.info, where you can register for your parking space, and the event information for Friday and Saturday of this weekend is the moon rises late, and this kicks off at 8:15 p.m. With the moon out of the way for a while, we will be able to admire the galaxies in Leo, the Beehive Cluster in Cancer the Crab, and the rich star cluster M35 in Gemini.
All right, and then moving on to Saturday, April 27th, Art Market and Athens Farmers Market.
That's right, yes, and that will be kicking off from 9 a.m. till noon, and that's on East State Street in Athens. You get to shop with amazing artists and also the farmers as well. So this is a really good event if you want to get close to the people that actually produce all these things. Again, reminder, it's Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon. They have a weekly list of participating artists that we posted on their Facebook page the night before, and they're also on Instagram as well. And as I say, this is an opportunity to get some great locally produced food and locally produced art.
All right, and again, explorerhawkinghills.com. We're talking with James Martin for a look at what's going on this week in the Hawking Hills, and staying in Saturday for the Ash Cave hike.
And, of course, that's on State Route 56 in Logan. Just a reminder, if you want to contact ODNR Naturalists, their telephone number is 740-279-4927. This kicks off at 10 a.m., and you'll be joining them for a short hike to Ash Cave to learn how the caves were formed.
And Hawking Hills Lodge, the site for resilient raptors.
That's right. Yes, that's at 2 p.m. on Saturday. You'll be checking out some of the resident raptors at the lodge. Learn how these critters survive in our rolling hills and forests.
And Share the Light at Logan Theater. Logan Theater, I've heard about that place.
That's right, yeah, I think I have once or twice as well. And this is a great event that's being put on by Gifts That Give Back. It's at the Logan Theater, as you said, at 86 East Main Street in Logan. And if you want some information about this event, you can either go to explorehockinghills.com, where there's a link to purchase tickets and more information, or you can call directly on 740-603-9603. This kicks off at 6 p.m. It's a chargeable event, and the chargeable portion of that includes all supplies for the workshop. It gives a unique insight into the work of Mercy House Global and how they can be a part of how God is empowering vulnerable families around the world. So it sounds like a really, really good event. So check out explorehockinghills.com, click on festivals and events, and there you will see that event on Saturday.
ExploreHawkingHills.com. Again, the website as we move on to this Sunday, April 28th, 5K run and walk in Nelsonville called Tunnel to Towers.
That's right. You'll be following the footsteps of 9/11 hero, New York City firefighter Stephen Siller, to ensure we never forget and honor the sacrifices of our nation's first responders and military heroes. And for more information on this, you can go directly to the Tunnels to Towers website, and their address is t2t.org. And this kicks off on Sunday, and it's at 9:30 a.m. And again, for information and registration, go to t2t.org, or you can email nelsonville@t2t.org.
All right. And also on Sunday, Old Man Caves Visitor Center. Neat craft, really. It would be fun for the entire family, making some recycled bird feeders.
That's right. Yeah, head over there Sunday at 10 a.m. to make your own bird feeder out of a recycled bottle. All materials will be provided, but feel free to bring your own bottle. And again, join them at the Old Man's Cave Visitor Center. That is at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
And while we are talking about birds, how about Intro to Birding at the Hawking Hills State Park Lodge?
That's right. If you're interested in watching and knowing birds, join them at the lodge and learn the names and characteristics of some common species in Ohio. So ask questions about equipment, resources, and practices from the naturalist.
And finally, at Bowen House, beautiful Bowen House in Logan, the program entitled Stronger When We Touch.
That's right. Yeah. Kathy Lentis, author and retired teacher, and Wendy McVicker, former Poet Laureate of Athens from 2020 to 2022, have collaborated on their book Stronger When We Touch. It's comprised of letters and poems written during the COVID pandemic. The admission is free. There's going to be a book signing and light refreshments. And this is at the Bowen House. This is at 196 North Market Street in the beautiful downtown of Logan. It's at 2 p.m. And the telephone number for them, if you want more information, is 740-
Well, in the minute or two that we have remaining, James, let's look ahead. Not all that far ahead, though. May is right around the corner, and so is Urban Air Wake Up downtown.
That's right. Yeah, that's when the Airstreams all come down and they all park up on Main Street in Logan. Everybody is welcome to come down and see them. They will start being parked up on May 2nd, and they will have events going on from May 3rd and May 4th. And actually, one of the things that is going on is there's going to be a comedy night at the Logan Theatre. And if you want more information on that, go to explorehockinghills.com, click on festivals and events. This is their second annual comedy night, and it was absolutely hilarious last time, and as it should be, because it's a comedy night.
Oh yeah.
And and also on the Saturday, you will find that there is going to be live music at the gazebo, and there's going to be some local favorites. So head over to the Wake Up Downtown event. That's again on downtown in Logan. And also that weekend is the Jack Pine Glass Garden Art Festival, and that's happening at Jack Pine Studios, and that's over in Laurelville, and that is on May 4th to the 5th. So you're absolutely right. Next week is May.
Yeah, next week. Yeah, crazy. Okay. ExploreHawkingHills.com is the website. James Martin joining us for a look at this week in the Hawking Hills, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good, Mike.